New West residents are invited to take refuge from the heat at several cooling centers being set up in the city in the coming days. In response to a heat warning issued for Metro Vancouver by Environment Canada, the City of New Westminster's Emergency Management Office is implementing its extreme heat plan. It will be activating several cooling centers on Wednesday, August 11 at noon until 7 a.m. on Sunday, August 15, according to Environment Canada. A significant heat wave will affect the south coast of BC, with temperatures ramping up on Wednesday and continuing through until Sunday morning. It's forecasting daytime highs ranging from 29 to 35 degrees Celsius and overnight lows of 16 to 19 degrees Celsius. The duration of this heat wave is expected to last at least 3 days, and little relief is expected at night with elevated overnight temperatures, states the Environment Canada heat warning. These hotter-than-normal temperatures will increase the potential for heat-related illnesses. Environment Canada offers the following advice to Metro Vancouver residents. Drink plenty of water, even before you feel thirsty, and stay in a cool place. Check on older family, friends and neighbors, and make sure they are cool and are drinking water, and never leave people or pets inside a parked vehicle. The City of New Westminster is opening emergency cooling centers where people can get out of the heat and into an air-conditioned space. Century House, 628th Street, will be open 24 hours a day, while the heat warning is in effect. Queensborough Community Center, 920 Ewan Avenue, and Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, will be open from noon to 9 p.m., while the New Westminster Public Library, 716 6th Avenue, will be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pets are welcome to accompany their people at all of the cooling centers, with the exception of the public library. Regularly scheduled programming remains in effect at these facilities. Individuals who plan on using the cooling centers should bring essential items such as government-issued ID, medications, eyeglasses, immediate care needs for themselves and their dependents, a pillow and blanket or sheet if they plan to stay overnight, said a notice from the city. Pets are permitted at most locations, and owners are expected to bring necessary supplies such as food, poop bags, leash and collar, and a travel crate to house their pet. People who require assistance getting to and from a cooling center can contact Royal City Taxi at 604-521-6666 for free transportation within New Westminster. For more information, go to newwestcity.ca/cooldown. Health authorities offer advice while forecast temperatures aren't expected to reach the levels recorded during the extreme heat event at the end of June and beginning of July, when several hundred British Columbians died of sudden deaths. Medical health officers for both Vancouver Coastal Health and Fraser Health are urging residents to take precautions to protect themselves and those who are vulnerable from the health risks associated with sustained high temperatures. Based on previous heat events, the anticipated temperatures are proven to cause negative health outcomes among lower mainland residents who may not be acclimatized to temperatures in this range and may not have ready access to adaptations, such as air conditioning, said an information bulletin from the health authorities. Heat stress can pose an immediate danger to health. Symptoms of heat-related illness can include thirst, dizziness, confusion, weakness and fainting or collapsing, including loss of consciousness. The medical health officers are advising lower mainland residents to take precautions to protect themselves and others. These include conducting regular checks on vulnerable people. Individuals who live alone, particularly seniors, are at high risk of heat-related illness. If you identify signs of illness, move them to a cooler indoor or shaded space, support them in getting hydrated and seek medical assistance. If urgent medical support is needed, call 911 without delay. Staying hydrated. Drink cool, non-alcoholic beverages, preferably water, irrespective of your activity intake. Don't wait until you are thirsty. Keeping pets and children cool. Never leave children or pets alone in a parked car. Temperatures can rise to 52 degrees Celsius, 125 degrees Fahrenheit, within 20 minutes in an enclosed vehicle when the outside temperature is 34 degrees Celsius, 93 degrees Fahrenheit. Accessing air-conditioned spaces, such as a shopping center, library, community center, restaurant, or a residence of friends or family. Using public splash pools, water parks or pools, or take a cool bath or shower. Avoiding tiring work or exercise in the heat. If people must exercise or conduct strenuous work, it's recommended they drink 2 to 4 glasses of non-alcoholic fluids each hour. Outdoor activities should be limited to early mornings and evenings. The health authorities also recommend that people dress for the weather, loose, lightweight clothing. Avoid getting a sunburn by staying in the shade or using sunscreen with SPF 15 or more and keeping their home cool by opening windows, closing shades, using an air conditioner, if they have one, and preparing meals that don't require an oven. According to the health officers, at high temperatures, fans alone are not effective in keeping people cool. They suggest that applying a cool water mist or wet towels before sitting in front of a fan is a quick way to cool off. For critical, life-threatening conditions, such as difficulty breathing, shortness of breath or chest pain, people are advised to call 911 or go to the nearest emergency department. If people are unsure where to seek care, they are advised to call 811 or their family physician.